And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcaster Newsroom with your news for the hour, and we're going to get started for you right now. The Bad Axe Police Department says a recent traffic enforcement effort led to two dozen citations during a five-hour operation focused on some of the city's busiest roadways. Police say officers targeted traffic concerns on Thursday, May 21st, along North Van Dyke Road through the business district, as well as East and West Huron Avenue. Extra attention was given to the school zone near Bad Axe Middle School on South Van Dyke Road. According to Chief Sean Weber, officers conducted 24 traffic stops that resulted in 24 citations. Most involved hands-free driving violations, accounting for 14 tickets. Police also cited 6 drivers for speeding, including 3 of those in the school zone, along with 2 improper lane use violations and 2 seatbelt infractions. The department says the enforcement initiative comes after 2 recent injury crashes on North Van Dyke Road business corridor. Investigators say both crashes involved drivers failing to yield, leaving 5 people injured. While speed was not considered a factor in those incidents, police say speeding continues to increase crash severity and injury risk. Officers also reminded drivers that center turn lanes are not intended for travel or merge use, warning motorists can be ticketed for improper lane use. Bad Axe police say similar traffic enforcement details will continue at different locations throughout the city in the coming weeks. As our police are working to keep us safe, let's help keep them safe and slow down, pay attention, and give them space to work. It's not just recommended, it's the law. And Dennis Anthony Tolarek appeared in Huron County District Court this week before Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The alleged incident occurred on May 21st of 2026. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on Mr. Tolarek's behalf. Looking ahead, the prosecution is mandated to provide a plea offer, discovery, and witness list by June 10th of 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2nd, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., requiring the defendant's in-person attendance. This date also serves as the final deadline for entering a plea or filing any motions. Attorney Michael Morawski has been appointed as counsel for Mr. Tolarek. Bond has been set at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment is required. However, failure to appear for future proceedings could result in fines, cost, and potential jail time. And just a reminder that because of the holiday tomorrow, the Huron County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, May 27th in the Huron County Building. According to their preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to revise the zoning ordinance to impose a moratorium on the issuance of any and all land use permits for data centers and similar uses for up to 36 months. Solar development, and especially data centers, have been a hot and emotional subject for well over a year. Commissioners are also expected to reinstate the position of senior trial attorney and to promote Alexander Pahani to that position in the prosecuting attorney's office with a salary of $84,530. And they're going to make salary adjustments to part-time corrections officers, marine deputies, and other deputies, and the salary for court recorder and juvenile assistants. To attend the meeting virtually, you can go to the county's website and follow the directions there. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.